This is Nick Gard, the Palouse Pundit, talking about today's secular fundamentalists, sometimes called the Atheist Brigade. The ugly giant of the religious right, Jerry Falwell, is dead. Pat Robertson discredits himself nearly every time he speaks. And Ralph Reed, the founder of the Christian Coalition, can't even win a primary election in Georgia. In the 2006 election, former Senator Rick Santorum, a darling of the religious right, lost to Democratic Governor Bob Casey by 18 percentage points. Senator Sam Brownback, the GOP presidential candidate most compatible with conservative Christian positions, drew, in a most recent ABC poll, 1% compared to liberal Rudy Giuliani's 32%. Although I certainly respect their right to speak out and actually agree with many of their points, I believe that this is the worst possible time for authors such as Sam Harris, The End of Faith and Letter to a Christian Nation, and Christopher Hitchens, God is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything. This is not the time to attack everyone who embraces traditional religion, especially when left-wing evangelicals and even green conservative Christians are making headlines. It is a sad fact that theological illiteracy is found among the nation's non-believers as well as its believers. There's a whole range of religious options between the two extremes of religious fundamentalism and militant atheism, of which most people are unaware. Those who say that we must base our lives exclusively on science and empirical evidence seem to forget that we are emotional beings as well as rational beings. Need I remind them that there are obviously many things in this world that reason cannot comprehend? I have a degree in philosophical theology, and I taught philosophy of religion for 30 years. What always struck me at my professional meetings was the fact that some reformulations of the traditional arguments for God's existence are still holding their own. One can perhaps excuse the amateurs in the atheist brigade, but philosophy professor Daniel Dennett, author of Breaking the Spell, Religion as a Natural Phenomenon, should be ashamed of himself when he says that it's not necessary to address new arguments for the existence of God offered by his professional colleagues. Because of his lack of respect for others' expertise, Richard Dawkins, the author of The God Delusion, has been rightly ridiculed for his ultimate 747 argument, previous forms of which most of my students saw through easily. Biologist Dawkins has always rejected such argumentative sloppiness by critics of evolution. Moderate evangelicals such as Richard Mao, president of Fuller Evangelical Seminary, admits that we have done a terrible job of presenting our perspective, and whatever may be wrong with Christopher Hitchens' attack on religious leaders, we have certainly already matched it in our attacks. But extreme Calvinists, such as Moscow's own Doug Wilson, makes no concessions, as is his wont, and is thrilled to have one more chance to fly the banners of a world Christian crusade. His book, Letter from a Christian Citizen, is a response to Sam Harris's second book. And he and Hitchens conducted a debate in the May 2007 issue of Christianity Today. After despairful dealings with Wilson over many years, I totally agree with Hitchens' description of his writings as mildly amusing casuistry, but I'm not always happy with Hitchens' rhetorical excesses. John Green of the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life states, "These writers share a few things with the zealot religionists they oppose, such as a high degree of dogmatism and an aggressive rhetorical style. Indeed, one could speak of a secular fundamentalism that resembles religious fundamentalism." This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.